Kia ora, Nick. Waka Kotahi is proposing yet more speed reductions across New Zealand. They say this is the best way to cut the road toll and reduce serious injuries. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting to cut the road toll and reduce serious injuries. I think that there'd be very few people you'd find that thought that was a bad idea. The issue is that we don't think as an industry that cutting speed wholesale across the country is going to have the impact that Waka Kotahi and others think it is. And, you know, the road toll this year is already the highest it's been for a number of years, and we're only at the start of November. So there have been speed reductions across the country, both because of the, you know, endless amount of roadworks, but also because, you know, there have been choices made to reduce speeds on roads, and that hasn't made a difference yet. I think the problem with this policy in the Road to Zero philosophy is that they are picking one thing that is speed reduction, thinking that that's going to be the only solution to reducing deaths and serious injuries. And I think the problem with that is that you put all your eggs in one basket and you don't actually get the balanced full range of things. That is roading conditions. You know, we know there's been a lack of maintenance. Driver fatigue, distraction, driving under the influence of substances. We know that's a huge issue. And the drug driving powers that Transport in New Zealand campaigned very strongly for are going to be, you know, coming in with a trial by roadside police next year, so that's good. But also, you know, to follow the Greg Murphy line, which we do as well, that is that, you know, driver skills are really important in all this as well. So speed is definitely a factor. But unfortunately, Waka Kotahi treat it as the only factor, and they want to slow all our roads down, make it harder to transport freight, make it harder to, you know, drive to see granny, because they think that there are alternatives. You know, with freight, they think we can put everything on rail, and they think that, you know, we can jump in a bus or a train or on a bicycle. And the reality is for most or many New Zealanders, that just isn't the case, and they don't have those options in their lives. So, you know, it's drawn from apparent, you know, international evidence. They're obsessed with Scandinavia. They use Sweden as the example of where they've reduced, you know, speeds and had all these wonderful results. But the truth is, Sweden have a much higher quality road build and maintenance. They've got 20 times the number of expressways per capita as New Zealand, and their top speed on those good roads is 120 kilometres an hour. Mm. So you're not comparing apples with apples, and we just think that behind this is just this idea once again that any choice, any private transport is regarded as being bad, that, you know, if the state controls the movement of a train for freight or people or a bus, then, you know, it's the more morally superior mode of transport. Well, we don't subscribe to that. We think that transport's got to be practical and efficient and usable for people's everyday lives, and that's whether you transport freight from one part of the country to another, or you're moving around to see your family, or taking your kids to school, or taking your grandma to the doctor. So it's horses for courses, to use yet another cliche. But what we want to see is good, pragmatic, practical choices for transport. And this, climate is undoubtedly a factor as well. But as an industry, our view is that you can take practical steps now to reduce emissions around the edges as we wait for alternative energy to come that is emissions free or very low emissions, and that's what we should be doing.
Do you think part of the problem is simply that our roads are not fit for purpose? We've got lots more traffic, and New Zealand has very difficult terrain. Are the roads just not good enough?
Well, there's a maintenance mountain that's been built because we haven't spent money on road maintenance. We certainly haven't been spending enough on building new roads that are safer and better engineered. So, you know, you run down the asset and then you tell everybody it's unsafe and you reduce the speeds. And, you know, our message to the general population and to the government is that when you slow down trucks, you slow down the economy. And in many cases, you're going to require additional trucks to be put on the road. They're going to be idling in traffic, or they're going to have, you know, there's going to be an extra truck required to fulfill something that, you know, to fulfill an obligation, that adds to emissions. So this is this makes it more difficult for everyone, and it's that running down of the asset and, you know, not having a plan to and not having a balanced view about how you reduce accidents, serious injuries and deaths.
And overseas is different, of course, because the roads are different. You mentioned Sweden. Also, there was an interesting report out of the UK that showed they increased speeds for heavy haulage vehicles, heavy goods vehicles, to make them the same as other traffic on the road, and they actually found that the roads were safer as a result, and that increased productivity. So is it really the truth that, you know, it will make the road safer by slowing everything down?
Well, I don't think it is the truth, and I don't think that the lived experience of Kiwis over the last year or two. And, you know, to cite that English study where they sped, you know, traffic up, heavy traffic up, better for productivity. This is a time when New Zealand needs productivity. It's also why we've taken the position that there should be those, you know, through towns and through bypassing residential areas, there should be those heavy vehicle lanes built to prioritise and separate heavy vehicle traffic to allow it to move faster. And actually, if they are really serious about emissions, if they are really serious about safety, that would be driven in from the top down and across all local government entities in New Zealand, because that is the way we'd improve our productivity at a time when the economy needs to grow, but also we would improve safety in our view as well.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you, David.